It's easy to trust God when things are going great. The real test of your faith is when things stink, when you've lost your job, when everything isn't going right. That's the ultimate test of your faith. Real faith develops in the valleys of life, not in the mountains. Because if you could understand every way God moves and why he moves the way he does, then he wouldn't be big enough to solve your problems.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, today we continue in our series called Radicalis, Developing Spiritual Roots. In these lessons, we'll learn how to live a life that is deeply rooted in Christ and his word so that we can become all God has created us to be. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get a copy of Pastor Rick's inspiring and beautifully illustrated book called The Purpose of Christmas. You can find out how by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. And if you want, you can just text the word daily to 99000 for more information. That's the word daily to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Radical Faith.
Some of you were around when we were meeting in the tent on this property, and we decided to build this building. You know, somebody had to pay for this. And so we did a thing called Time to Build. And it was a 3-year program where people in our church, we prayed, said, God, what do you want us to give in advance to build this building over and above our normal tithes? And so I said, let's take a month. Let's pray about it. Don't make any spontaneous decision. Just think about it and say, God, what do you want to give through me? So I went home and I started praying, and God gave me an amount that was so astronomical. I thought, that's really a test of my faith. I don't know where I'd get that kind of money to give for this building. Then I was reading in Chronicles where David led the offering for the building of the temple in Jerusalem. And God said, David, you're the leader. I want you to announce your gift to other people. I thought, well, that's real good that he did that. And then God said, Rick, I want you to do that. And I said, no way. Not a chance. He said, do you want to be the leader? Yeah. Then I want you to announce your gift just like the leaders in the Bible did. God, please. I said, God, if I announce my gift, everybody's going to misunderstand it. Some people, they think I'm showing off, that I'm giving way too much, and that I'm just trying to show off. Other people think that I'm trying to pressure them to give the same amount. And some people think I didn't give enough. So no matter what it is, I can't win in this one. I don't want to do this. And I was really having a battle with God. And God says, do you want the blessing or not? I said, yeah, I do. Well, then you will announce your gift. So on the first Sunday of that month, we're going to spend a month praying about it. I got up and I said, okay, everybody, you got a month to think about praying what you're going to give at the end. We're going to have a special one-day offering and then commit to give over the next 3 years to build this building. And I said, I don't want to do this, but God has impressed on me that as the leader, I'm supposed to tell you what I'm going to give. And Kay and I have prayed, and we believe that God wants us to give $100,000. Now, friends, that was equal to 2 years of my salary at that time. I was going to give 2 full years of salary for this building over the next 3 years. And, everybody gasped. And then when I walked out of the service and went home, I thought, you fool. You have just blocked yourself back in the corner, which is exactly where God likes to put us. Right in the corner. You don't know God's all you need till God's all you got. So over the next month, I'm thinking of all the ways. God, how am I going to get $100,000? That's 2 years worth of salary. How am I going to live for the next 2 years? And I'm trying to think, could I take on another job? Is there anything I could sell? Could I rob a bank? I mean, just, I'm thinking of anything I could do, everything is a shortage selling drugs. I wouldn't do that. But I'm thinking all these. I'm kidding. Okay. So I'm thinking, wow, how am I going to get this money? This is ridiculous. So everybody's praying the week of the big offering. We're going to give as much as we can in one day and then turn in our commitment cards for the next 3 years. 6 days before that offering, I get a call on the phone, and it's a company, a publishing company named Zondervan. Now, I hadn't written a book in 15, 20 years since I'd come to Saddleback. And they said, this is 1993, we would like for you to write a book called The Purpose-Driven Church. I go, I could do that. I could do that. I've been teaching on this for some time. And they said, now we're going to, because we believe this will be a bestseller, we're going to give you an advance of $150,000. I'm like, all right, now we're talking. Okay, God, yeah. Now, woohoo, 5 days. That was really, you know, that was carrying it down to the wire. And I'm going, okay, all right. So the following Sunday, we got up for the big offering. I said, hey, you guys, remember a month ago, I got up and I just, in faith, announced, I'm going to give $100,000. And I said, I don't know where I'm going to give it from, but I'm trusting God, and I'm going to give it, whether I've got it or not, somehow. Well, I said, you're not going to believe this. I got a call this week, and a publisher wants me to write a book, and they're going to give me an advance of $150,000. The place went crazy. People were weeping. People were standing up shouting, jumping around and dancing. And the joy in that church, in our church, just exploded because there is joy in generosity. And I just thought, I am so glad I didn't wimp out on that lesson of faith. And I have learned over and over again, God says, let's play a little game. You give to me and I'll give to you, and let's see who wins. And I've lost that game for 35 years in a row. Now, some of you say, man, that's really cool, Rick. I want God to bless me like that. So, God, give me some money, and then I'll give it. God said, no, that's not how it works. You prime the pump, because it's not about money. Get this, it's not about money. It's about faith. Do you trust me?
That's Pastor Rick Warren, and you're listening to our series called Radicalis. The second half of today's study is coming up next.
Christmas is right around the corner. Where has the year gone? You know, a lot of us stress out around this time of year, losing sight of the real meaning of the season. That's why we'd like you to know about Pastor Rick's book called The Purpose of Christmas. In it, Rick shows you how Christmas is designed to meet your three deepest needs and how receiving God's three Christmas gifts to you this year will transform your life forever. This book is one to be read every Christmas and to be shared with your friends who may not know the true meaning of Christmas. Let us send you a hardcover copy of this inspiring and beautifully illustrated book, The Purpose of Christmas by Rick Warren, as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. We're sure that God will use it to stir up hope, peace, and gratitude in your heart this Christmas season. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Thanks in advance for your support. Today is the last day to get yours, so don't wait.
Here's what people just like you are saying about Pastor Rick's Daily Hope.
Listening to the Daily Hope broadcast has really impacted my life in so many ways. In the practical teaching that Daily Hope offers, it's been life-changing for me. Even for someone who's been a believer their entire life, I still continue to grow, and I am so thankful for the ministry and what you guys do.
What is God doing in your life through this broadcast? Email us and let us know at rick@pastorrick.com. You can listen every day to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope on this station or at PastorRick.com, the Daily Hope app, or you can listen to our podcast on iTunes.
Thanks for listening today, everybody. And let's be on the lookout for how God is working in each of our lives.
Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, Monday through Friday, featuring the Bible teaching of Pastor Rick Warren.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
The Bible says this. On every Lord's Day, that's Sunday, that's every week, first day of every week, each of you should put aside something from what you've earned during the week. Use it for your offering. The amount depends on how much the Lord has helped you earn. You make a lot, you give a lot. You make a little, you give a little. You don't make anything, you don't give anything. It's just real simple. It's a proportional giving. Faith is giving when I don't have it. Tom's going to talk about the next one.
What does it mean to have radical faith? It means a sixth thing. It means thanking God before I receive it. Thanking God before I even receive it. Let me ask you a question. If I today gave you a check for $1,000. Would you wait until you see if you could cash it to thank me? A few of you would, but most of you would think, okay, Tom's a pretty good guy. It's probably not going to bounce. I'll thank him right now. Thank you so much for this. And then you would go cash it. You'd thank me before you received it. God's promises are better than any of our promises, any of our checks. And before we even receive it, we can say, thank you, God, that what you've said is going to happen. Now, there's a great example of this in God's Hall of Fame in Hebrews chapter 11. It's a guy by the name of Joshua at a place by the name of Jericho. You might remember the walls fell down there. How did they fall down? Hebrews 11:30 says, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. The people of Israel are going into this new promised land. There's this big enemy there. They have this powerful city named Jericho. God's going to defeat the enemy. He's going to let them into this city. How does he do it? God says, here's my plan. I want you to go and I want you to march around this city for 7 days, thanking me in advance for the fact that you're going to have victory. And then on the 7th day, I want you to march around it for 7 times, just thanking me for the victory that's going to come. And when they did that, they marched around the 7th time on the 7th day, the walls just fell. God worked. Now, I've often thought, what if I was one of those people marching around those walls for those 7 days? I mean, you know human nature. Some of the people had to be looking at the walls, and they got more and more worried the more they looked at the walls. God could never bring those walls down. It's never going to happen. But there were people, a lot of them in that crowd, who had faith instead. And every day they looked at the walls, they thought about what God could do, and the walls looked shorter and smaller, and they realized that God could work. They thanked God in advance. This is the kind of life that God wants you to live, the thanking God in advance kind of life. Jesus talked about it. Next verse in your outline, Jesus said in Mark 11:24, when you pray and ask for something, believe that you've received it. You thank God, you believe in advance, and then you will be given what you ask for. Now, I understand that when I pray, I've got to be humble enough to realize God might have to teach me to pray for something different. I get that. But let me just ask you a question. When you pray and ask God for something, do you believe that He's going to do it? If you don't believe, why even ask? It's an empty exercise. If you pray and you ask God for something, Jesus said, believe that He's going to do it. Watch what He's going to do. Thank Him in advance for what only He can do. Jesus also said this, next verse in your outline. Jesus said, because of your faith, it will happen. He wants us to live this life of faith. I've had to learn something about this thing of thanking God in advance. I hope it doesn't take you so long to learn it. I've had to learn to let thanksgiving lead the way in my life. This is another story in the Bible in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Where in another battle, the people of Israel are being invaded. And God says, I'm going to give you the victory in this battle. And the way I want you to fight this battle is, I want you to put the choir out in front. They're going to lead the way into the battle. Bad day to be a soprano, you might think. I mean, that's not a good place to be in a battle. But the choir leads the way, and God just gives them the victory. Because God wanted thanksgiving to lead the way. It's a great illustration. And I found in my life, if I'll let thanksgiving lead the way, it lets me live a life of faith. If I begin the day thanking God for what He's going to do in that day, it's usually a day where I can have a day of faith. If I begin the day waiting for God to do something that I can thank Him for, it's usually a day filled with myself. So the question of faith is, are you letting thanksgiving lead the way? Are you thanking God in advance?
Now, I hope you'll go home and read this Hebrews chapter 11, because there's a lot of more great stories in the Bible about these heroes of faith and about what it means to have radical faith. Let me read you the end of this chapter. Verse 32 says, what more shall I say? I don't have time to tell you about Gideon or Barak or Samson or Jephthah or David or Samuel and the prophets who, through faith, conquered kingdoms and administered justice and gained what was promised. They shut the mouths of lions and quenched the fury of the flames and escaped the edge of the sword. These guys, their weakness was turned into strength, and they became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. He says, I don't have time to tell you about these people, women who received back their dead and raised to life again. But then he says, but others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. And some faced jeers and flogging, while others were chained and put in prison, and they were stoned, and some were sawed in two and put to death by the sword. And there were others who went about in sheepskin and goatskin, destitute and persecuted and mistreated. The world was not worthy of these people. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground, and these were all commended for their faith. Yet none of them, he's talking about these who went through the tough times, received what had been promised. None of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better. He said, for us, that only together with us would they be made perfect. And friends, living by faith does not exempt you from problems. God is not a genie that whatever you put in faith, you're going to get back. God says, just because you live by faith doesn't mean you're not going to suffer. Just ask the believers in Iran or Myanmar or many other places. We recently had a civil forum on persecuted church. Did you know that last year, 146,000 Christians were killed for their faith in the world? Were martyred, were murdered, were put to death, were tortured and put to death. 146,000 Christians around the world died last year because they refused to announce Jesus Christ. This is far more than during the Roman Empire when they were feeding Christians to lions. There were thousands involved in that. This is tens of thousands in the 21st century. Sometimes God doesn't remove a problem. Sometimes God lets us go through the problem because he wants to strengthen us. He's more interested in building our character than making us comfortable, because you're taking your character to heaven. Now, if this life was all there is, that'd be a pretty lousy life if God doesn't protect us from all the things that are bad in the world. But God says, no, no, the reward's coming later. This is not all there is. There's more to life than just here and now. And yeah, you're going to go through problems and difficulty, and you'll probably even go through some suffering. But that's all to build your faith too, because your faith is like pure gold. So here's the seventh facet of radical faith. Faith is trusting God if I don't get it. Trusting God if he doesn't answer my prayer. Trusting God if the problem doesn't go away. Trusting God when I have to suffer. I'm asking God, let me out of prison, let me out of jail, let me not die. But surely, obviously, not every prayer gets answered the way we want. Sometimes God says yes, sometimes God says no. Sometimes God says not yet. I think sometimes God says, you got to be kidding. But really, God answers every prayer, just not in the way that we want. And speaking of those who didn't always get everything they prayed for, it says, they were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better. Now, friends, anybody can trust God when things are going great. That's no sweat. You're flush in cash, you're happy, and everything's going great. It's easy to trust God when things are going great. The real test of your faith is when things stink, when you've lost your job, when you got the problems in the home, when everything isn't going right. That's the ultimate test of your faith. Real faith develops in the valleys of life, not in the mountains. Why? Because if you could understand every way God moves and why he moves the way he does, then he wouldn't be big enough to solve your problems. If you could understand everything that God does and why he does it, you'd be God, but you're not. And some things you're just going to have to trust. And they don't make sense, and they don't look sensible, and they don't seem to fit together, and it seems sometimes like a tragedy. We don't know. We know that we cause a lot of our own problems, that God didn't cause those problems. But we know that God can even bring good out of bad if we give it all to him. And sometimes God has a better idea than your idea. I'll be honest with you. The things that I have prayed for the longest in my life, the personal hurts and pains, and the things that I've asked God to remove out of my life have never been answered. The things I've prayed for the most have not been answered. But those were the very things that made me the man I am today. It was those very pains, those very hurts, those very difficulties that I didn't like in my life that shaped me and molded me and made me the man I am today. So I'm grateful that God didn't answer my prayers. As Garth Brooks sang, I thank God for unanswered prayers. Now, considering these seven aspects, how do you rate on faith? I challenge you to become a radical follower of Christ, not a casual follower of Christ. Be one that's rooted deep. You say, well, I wish I had more faith. How do I get more faith? Look up here. This is where you get it, right here. You get this book in your mind. And the more you understand and know and understand and read and memorize and fill your mind with this book, the more faith you're going to have. This is faith food. And the more you fill your mind with the Word of God, the more faith you're going to have. The last verse on your outline, it says this, faith comes from hearing the Word of God. That's why I hope you'll not miss a single series on Radicalis, Radical Roots for Living. Because if you're not hearing the Word of God, and if you're not reading the Word of God, you're not going to develop the faith you need.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, simply go to PastorRick.com to listen again and to find out more about this ministry or to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. Rick's going to be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. Wow, Christmas is right around the corner. Where has this year gone? You know, a lot of us stress out around this time of year, losing sight of the real meaning of the season. And that's why we'd like you to know about Pastor Rick's book called The Purpose of Christmas. In it, Rick shows you how Christmas is designed to meet your three deepest needs and how receiving God's three Christmas gifts to you this year will transform your life forever. This book is one to be read every Christmas and to be shared with your friends who may not know the true meaning of Christmas. Here's Pastor Rick to tell us more.
You know, this month on Daily Hope, we're offering to send you a special copy of my book called The Purpose of Christmas. I wrote this book to help you come to a deeper understanding of God's love for you by explaining the three purposes of Christmas that were announced by the angel at the birth of Jesus. The angel announced a time of celebration. I bring you good news of great joy, salvation, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord, and reconciliation, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. I'll send you the hardback edition of this book, The Purpose of Christmas, with the color illustrations as our special thank you for your gift of support to Daily Hope Ministries. Daily Hope is a 100% listener-supported ministry, so if you can help us continue to spread the good news through this broadcast, I'd appreciate any gift that you can send this Christmas. Thanks for listening today, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
Let us send you a hardcover copy of the inspiring and beautifully illustrated book, The Purpose of Christmas, by Rick Warren. It's our way of saying thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope, and we're sure that God will use it to stir up hope, peace, and gratitude in your heart this Christmas season. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Today's the last day to get yours, so don't wait. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.
Christmas is right around the corner. Where has the year gone? You know, a lot of us stress out around this time of year, losing sight of the real meaning of the season. That's why we'd like you to know about Pastor Rick's book called The Purpose of Christmas. In it, Rick shows you how Christmas is designed to meet your three deepest needs and how receiving God's three Christmas gifts to you this year will transform your life forever. This book is one to be read every Christmas and to be shared with your friends who may not know the true meaning of Christmas. Let us send you a hardcover copy of this inspiring and beautifully illustrated book, The Purpose of Christmas by Rick Warren, as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. We're sure that God will use it to stir up hope, peace, and gratitude in your heart this Christmas season. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Thanks in advance for your support. Today is the last day to get yours, so don't wait.